Yes, and help and save.
That's right.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Looks like we have a presentation by Mrs. Barber and Mrs. Novak.
We do.
Some of their elementary students.
Yeah, we have a few more coming, but I'm thinking maybe they decided not to with the weather, so. If you guys would like to stand up, and we had a math and movement night the other, last week at school. It was a lot of fun, and the kids just wanted to show you some of the stuff that they did and enjoyed. I appreciate you two taking time out. They were big help tonight there, and they're kind of interested in doing some of this in our classrooms. And I've seen it work. It's amazing. I was down in Mrs. Mandela's room, and she's trying to, one of the goals for one of her students is to count to 30. And we hadn't gone very far all year, and all of a sudden we got this number line where they can jump on, and the kid's hitting 30 within a week. So it's good stuff. So, all right. Go ahead, guys.
So basically, like Mr. Trowbridge, oh, I'm sorry, I'm Kim Barber. I teach third grade at the elementary school. This is Abigail Novak. She teaches second. So basically, the evening consisted of various maths throughout the gymnasium. There was ELA math, science math, social studies, and of course math. And the parents joined the children, and they interacted with their kids on in being engaged in using the maths. There were, so basically the maths, sorry, I'm trying to use my cards and I can't. The maths are all interactive. They get the kids up and moving, and they definitely will enhance our curriculum and help children, you know, that are the kinesthetic learners. We have a couple students here, some of them didn't show up, that would like to speak a little bit about why they thought the maths were fun and what they thought that they could do with the maths if we were able to obtain some of them. We are working with Beth Hoffman on trying to get some of the maths in our building. Hadley Lazurin does have stencils that we are have been we're told that we can borrow those. And we can paint stencils on the blacktop up at the elementary school, so during recess, the kids can be doing the interactive math also. So we have a hundreds mat right here that they can skip count by or do different things, and we'll demonstrate that. But Emma, do you want to start about what you thought about the math and movement evening?
Sure. The maths are a kinesthetic way of learning versus visual, meaning the students is carrying physical activity rather than listening to a lecture or watching a demonstration.
Excellent. Jason?
The maps make learning more fun because you can move and do activities with them.
It's good for kids because you can learn while playing with friends, and kids can go home and tell their parents what they learned.
We also have one kid who's not here, and he said that he liked being able to do it with his parents. So we thought that was really
we had about 45 people there all together.
Yep.
For the first time, it wasn't too badly intended. Hopefully next time it'll be a little better.
I hope. It was so much fun.
It was fun. The kids that were there had a blast. So did their parents. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So we had a kindergartner that was supposed to show up tonight that isn't here, and we were going to demonstrate how you can use this map with kindergarten. Emma is a fourth grader. Jason's a third grader. And Mia's a fourth grader also. So we can show you how we could use the math, or how they can use the math in the intermediate levels. So, who's going first? Go ahead, Jason. So basically, Jason will toss the beanbag, and he'll get to 60. So he'll jump to, go ahead.
60.
And what he did was called whisper loud. So he basically whispers until he gets to the point where he needs to be.
So obviously counting by tens is a pretty easy thing for a third grader to do. Jason, can you tell me what multiplication fact can you come up with that would have a product of 60?
30 times 2.
30 times 2. Good job.
Awesome.
Okay. multiplication fact can you come up with that would come to that have a product of 70?
10 times 7.
10 times 7. Okay.
Good.
So there were various mats. They had skip counting from 2 through 10s. There were fraction mats. There was, like I said, there were geography mats.
The place value one worked really nice and was what we were teaching too. And the clock. And there's a big hundreds chart, and that one was one of my favorites.
So, like I said, we're going to try to continue to work with Beth and try to get some of these in our school.
Do you happen to know what the prices are for the mats?
A lot.
They filled our whole gym, and I think the total there was about 10,000.
Yep.
But our whole gym was packed.
Yes. Yeah. And that wasn't even all the mats.
No.
No, there were more mats than that. At least that's what she had said.
Mm-hmm.
I was speaking to Beth about trying to get a grant. There is like a $5,000 grant floating out there. So she's going to get some of that information and try to work on that. Right. It's a great. It was a really fun evening. It was a lot of fun. Any questions?
Thank you guys very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
For two, like an hour and a half.
Sorry,
it's gonna be a big mess. It's gonna be a little bit bigger than ours. We're gonna need some additional space.
All right. Thank you for that, ladies. The only other thing I wanted to comment on is I have to say the last few weeks and the weather that we've had, I wanted to commend the staff at the bus garage and also our bus drivers for not only keeping those buses running when the temperatures were they well below zero for many days, but also getting the students back and forth on some of these lousy roads. So their work is not going noticed. Does anyone else have anything on the comments they want to go through?
I have one. I'm sure that most of you here are aware that Bacardi's Broadway Market is selling banners in recognition of Cody Baskew. The banners are 2.5 feet deep by 6 foot wide. They're, I believe, $56. And since Cody is a native of Dresden, but he also graduated from our school, I think it would be great if we had some banners put at the elementary school and at the high school. And maybe even at the bus garage, since his grandfather worked there and happened to start the bobsledding team for the kids.
Okay. Nice idea. Anyone else?
I just want to say, the lunch ladies, I know how they started up the new catering menu this year. I'm able to do my stepson's birthday for $11.25. It's just a big relief. I really like it. It's that purple paper that they sent on the first day of school, ice cream, cookies, things like that. It was just nice. Nice.
It's great.
Yeah.
Will they cater at home as well?
No. I asked Deb. She said no.
Delicious. She'll probably start.
Figure out how to pull it off.
I just had one other quick thing while I'm thinking about it. With the weather the way it is, we were anticipating adjourning to executive session tonight. If everyone's available, I was hoping we could postpone that to this coming Thursday night. And I think if everyone's willing, maybe we could start at 5 o'clock.
I gotta work.
You have to work that night?
1 and 9.
Okay.
Hope to.
Have to regroup on a date and time then.
All right, I'll get an email out to everybody tomorrow.
Okay.
And we'll try to come up with a time. All
right.
To work.
That's all I need.
All right. Certainly, you know, we talked a little bit about the banners that are available for Cody, but you know, we do remiss to say as a district how proud we are of his qualification for the Olympics. It's certainly pretty incredible, and Mr. Montville is in process right now of trying to pull together a pretty neat activity on the days that Cody's going to be competing at doing a live broadcast here at the high school that we would do up on the big screen in the auditorium. So he's working now to get that pulled together for the runs that he'll be taking in those events, so the community members would be able to come in and actually watch as a community in our auditorium. So more to come on that. Mr. Montville's in process of working on that.
They did right test that today, that technology, to make sure we'll be able to do it. He and Adam did, and as long as we give them the approval, they can definitely do it on both those days.
So what's the time difference? So it, as you said, it's going to be taped.
No, it's live coverage. One of them would be from 6 until 9 a.m.
Can we incorporate it? I mean, I know it's tough, but almost make it like a, you know, whatever, have all the kids come down and watch or something. You know what I mean?
February break.
Yeah, oh, it's during break? Yeah, it's during break. Oh, he starts the 18th, right?
Yeah.
Well, there goes that idea.
Never
mind. I'll go back to my own.
Yeah, the two man's, the 18th and 19th, from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m., and then the 23rd and 24th is the four man from 7 to 10 p.m.
P.m. Yep.
But still, it'll be a great event for, you know, a nice community event. Everybody can come to one location and watch and cheer them on. So I think it'll be a neat activity. If the board is supportive of that and willing to allow us to move forward, I'm sure Mr. Montville and Adam, who's sitting right there, would be thrilled to get rolling on this and make sure it happens.
Do you need a motion for that?
It'd be helpful. Yes.
Okay, I'll make a motion to go ahead with that.
Second, yeah.
Moved by Mr. Brooks, seconded by Mr. Hoagland. Any more discussion on that? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
I think that'll be a very nice community event. Thank you. We had a student, Chloe Harris, named to the Teen Excellence Award scholarship. And it's going to be a nice event. It's a breakfast that's going to be coming up here in a couple of weeks. Numerous students from throughout the region are nominated on a yearly basis. Level of concern that these boilers may not make it until we're able to move forward with the building project as a whole. So as we do move through this process, we are going to ask that we move relatively expeditiously so that we can get the mission critical issues taken care of sooner than later. We have reached out to Trojan Energy Systems in the event that we have a crisis and our boilers go down. Boilers for a school, you can't go into Lowe's or Home Depot and purchase them. They need to be built. It takes 4 to 6 months on a build. And the cost to rent boilers that they transport in and we'd be able to utilize for either of our facilities, elementary school or high school, is approximately $8,000 a month. So I just wanted the board to be aware that this is certainly on our radar and something that we may need to consider looking at as we move forward. Another item that I wanted to bring up with the board, I sent out some information to each of you a couple of weeks back in my Friday notes to talk about the district's absence of a policy on building use and building use fees. And that's something that I believe we're lacking and something we should be looking at. At this point, districts typically allow not-for-profits to come in and utilize the facility. That's not a problem. But we also have a lot of for-profit agencies and organizations that would like to be able to use our facilities. And if they're hometown organizations, it only makes sense to offer up our space to be able to engage in some of those activities. We have a couple of dance studios that participate here in the district, bring in many hundreds of students as well as community members, and it doesn't make sense to have those people have to go elsewhere. The other thing that I think we need to do as a district is put in place an appropriate fee scale that makes sense, is fair and reasonable for the district so that those proceeds go into the general fund, but also treat the businesses fairly that are looking to utilize our space. So what I'd like to make a recommendation to the board to do would be kick this to policy as soon as possible. To get an appropriate policy written and in place so that outside agencies can utilize our facility, know what it's going to cost them, and make sure that those fees are reasonable and fair to the outside agencies. I believe this is something we could accomplish pretty quickly. I have a series of different policies from other districts that we'd be able to use as a template. So that would be something I'd like to move forward and look at. I know Greta's sitting out there and would benefit and from this greatly. She and I did have a conversation a couple of weeks back in reference to this exact issue. And I think it makes sense for us as a district to help support our community groups that are out there. And it makes sense to allow all these Whitehall families to participate, in particular in this particular dance studio, to be able to stay right here in Whitehall rather than possibly have to travel to Glens Falls or to Fort Ann or Argyle to use a similar facility.
What's wrong with how we run? It's been here, held here forever, I'm not quite sure, except that one exception when something, mm-hmm. What's wrong with the way we run?
The way it's done now, the way it had been done previously, there was money collected both on-site and off-site, and there was no oversight by the district of those monies collected. The school facility was being utilized. The outside organizations were then kicking in a very large sum of money back to the school district to individual grade levels. When this first started, it started with a handshake decades ago. When the proceeds were substantially less, the proceeds are significantly higher now, and we're taking, in what my opinion is, a much greater share of the proceeds than we should be entitled to. And that's not fair to do to a private business owner that's trying to do business. When we'd be able to do this in a manner that I think is much more fair to the business owner, and also it takes us out of the process of the district of being potentially in an issue with the IRS or potentially putting the business owner in an issue with the IRS.
So it would just be a flat fee, and like before, classes would benefit from it, and so there nobody gets just. The only people benefiting are the flat fee. They make more money.
Right.
We're really not getting anything other than the flat fee.
The flat fee would
like our grades that would benefit from the money raised. That's gone.
Correct. That's the way we'd be looking at it.
It's not beneficial to the school.
It is beneficial to the school because all the money that's raised goes into the general fund and it benefits the school. As it was being done, that was a donation by this individual business owner that was kicked directly to grade levels, and it was my understanding that perhaps there was very little work being done by
that's
those grade
not,
levels.
That's not true.
But wasn't there also discussion about the concession part being grade level stuff?
That's what my understanding in the past was always. The concessions were going into the grade, whichever grade sponsored it.
Right.
But I didn't know about any fees.
Yeah. And there was actual, money was being given to the individual grade levels in addition to the monies that were raised at the concessions.
I mean, we can agree to disagree, but I would tell you the classes have done relatively little work to get the amount of money they got over the last probably 3 to 5 years.
Yeah.
It's a lot of money, though. We're not talking about a couple hundred dollars.
No,
I mean, it's a pretty substantial amount of money.
Yeah.
Thousands.
To run a...
Just to put it in perspective, this single event up here probably involves more students at Whitehall. So K-12, it's probably over 25% of the girls. There's a few boys, too. And it probably, in terms of attendance, has more attendance over three periods than any other single event at the school. So it involves, it's probably the biggest community event right now. Mm-hmm. So it certainly... behooves us to try to accommodate it as best we can.
And if an individual grade level were to continue to work there, they'd be able to keep the proceeds of the concessions if they were to run concessions. But the flat fee for the usage of the building would go directly to the general fund of the school district. Where in this case, as it's been in the past, there's been no money provided to the school district. So basically that has been a gift of taxpayer funds to outside agencies.
Our next policy meeting is Tuesday, February 13th at 4 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. I do think that potentially we're heading down a slippery slope with this because you've got a lot of different organizations, a lot of different groups. So, someone's going to have to make a determination as to who is going to pay and who's not going to pay.
Yeah, I would look at this as for-profits and not-for-profits, that's what's delineated by most school districts.
Okay.
Yeah, because when I look through the other districts that do have policies, it's laid out in two columns, you know, for-profit agencies and not-for-profit agencies, and some of them laid them out even a third area, not-for-profits that charge the admission.
Okay.
Something for this policy meeting.
I'm okay with going to policy.
Yeah.
Is that something we could take a look at on the 13th?
Yes.
Is that the next policy meeting?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
You good?
Yep, I'm good.
That's it? Your list is completed?
My list is completed.
The abridged version in the interest of. Thank you. All right. See if we can get through some of these other action items. Next item on the list is our treasurer's report. So we need a motion to approve the treasurer reports, including bank reconciliation, bills for payments, budget status reports, and the budget transfers extracurricular report. And the revenue status report is provided for informational purposes only.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Brooks.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Norton. Any discussion on any of those? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Need a motion to approve the board minutes from December 18, 2017.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Brooks.
I'll second.
Second by Mr. LaChapelle. Any discussion on the minutes? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Need a motion to approve CSE minutes from 11:17, 11:30, 12:05, 12:11, and 12:19 of 2017.
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Norton.
Second.
Second by Mr. Brooks. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. A motion to approve the minutes from the Building and Grounds Committee meeting on January 9th of 2018.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Brooks. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Rock. Any discussion on those minutes?
Hey Frank, the only question I got is it, I don't know if the rest of the board members are aware of just all the scope and scale we're looking at long term. I mean, we talked at the audit meeting. Well,
yeah.
I don't know if there's any, you know, just the scope of what we're looking at doing here over the next couple of years.
You want me to comment on that a bit?
Sure.
Yeah, so the focus of that meeting was really, we had an outside firm come in by the name of Tetra Tech. They're really a consulting firm who provide overview surveys of our buildings, so infrastructure, looking at the boilers, the roofs, and things of that sort. With the long-term goal of looking at where we're going to need to be in the district over the course of the next 5 to probably 15 or even 20 years, depending on how aggressive we want to be with our budgeting. So they gave a presentation on what their services entail, gave an overview on what the fee structures look like for that. And then that was really the extent of what we talked about. Did I miss anything?
No, part of the process as we move forward would be having the individuals from Tetra Tech, both their architects, engineers, lighting specialists, HVAC specialists, come in and do a complete audit of the district, see where our infrastructure needs are, and in addition to that, begin discussions about instructional spaces and the instructional spaces that presently exist and where we may need to go moving forward. So it's a very in-depth and detailed process that they'd be working with us as we move forward through this project phase.
Great. Any other questions on this? All those in favor of approving the minutes?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Okay. We need a motion to approve resolution for pilot agreements with Millet Farms LLC / HGS Solar and Millet Farms LLC / Gore Mountain Solar.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. LaChapelle.
Second.
Second by Mr. Dudley. Any discussion on those? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. We've request for
motion to approve resolution for the WSWHE County Cooperative Purchasing Program.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Brooks.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Norton. Is there any discussion on the, this proposal or the program? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Motion to approve Tetra Tech Architects and Engineers contract.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Brooks. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. LaChapelle. Is there any discussion on that? This is really just a little more color. It's what we talked about earlier. So they came in to give a presentation. The fee for this is a flat $7,500. What they're going to come back with is a detailed report on recommendations on how we need to move forward with different things in the district from a building and grounds capital investment perspective. If we decide to move forward with the work, we will get that credit back towards the cost of the projects. Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Resignations and terminations. Does anyone object to me reading these all together? Perfect. Mr. Austin Reed terminated from position as cleaner effective December 18th. Mr. Thomas Hoffman terminated from position as substitute cleaner effective January 11th, 2018. Ms. Constance Wiley terminated from position of teacher aide/bus aide effective January 8th, 2018. And Ms. Lori Komar resigning from her position as special education teacher effective January 29th, 2018 to accept a 4-year probationary appointment as a middle school general science teacher effective January 29th, 2018.
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Norton.
Second.
Second by Mr. Dudley. Any discussion?
Yeah, I just wanted, just to get in the loop a little bit, what did something happen with those three today, or they just weren't? Not the teacher, but the substitute cleaners and the, do I say, or just why?
We really can't talk about that
okay.
in the session.
That's fine. All right.
We can next time we're in executive,
yep.
though, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Any other discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Appointments. Does anyone object to me reading these together? Superintendent recommends the Whitehall School District Board of Education Department, Mr. John Hollis, at a position of volunteer assistant coach for wrestling for the winter 2018 season. All clearances have been obtained. Superintendent of Schools recommends to the School District Board of Education the appointment of Ms. Jody Lalone to a 4-year probationary appointment as special education teacher in the tenure track of special education commencing on January 22nd, 2018 and ending January 21st, 2022. Contingent upon achievement of effective or highly effective APPR ratings. She will be compensated at step 4 master's $42,743.52. Superintendent of Schools recommends to the Board of Education the appointment of Ms. Lori Komar to a 4-year probationary appointment.
Actually, 3-year.
3-year?
Yep.
Okay. To a 3-year probationary appointment as middle school general science teacher in the tenure track area of general middle school science, commencing on January 29th, 2018 and ending January 28th, 2022. So I guess that's 2021.
2021.
Okay, great.
She already has tenure, so she has a 3-year tenure.
Yep. Thank you. Superintendent recommends to the Whitehall Central School District Board of Education provisional reappointment of Ms. Angela Green of the position of account clerk slash principal secretary at the junior and senior high school effective January 8th, 2018. This position is provisional based on the passing and reachable score of the appropriate civil service exam. Superintendent recommends to the Board of Education the appointment of Ms. Tamara Ferguson in the position of substitute school bus driver effective January 4th, 2018. She will be compensated at $17 per hour. And then Superintendent recommends to the Board of Education the appointment of Ms. Misty DiResta to the position of substitute food service worker effective January 23rd, 2018.
compensation to be at $10.40 per hour. Do you have a motion for those appointments?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Brooks. Second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Rock. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Congratulations, Ms. Komar.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you all for the opportunity.
Well, we appreciate it. It's nice to have someone in a science position.
Yes, I have to tell you, I think it speaks volumes to your level of confidence that you've stepped away from that tenure to take that position on. So kudos to you for that, and best of luck. Building use. Francis and Cheryl Patorti request use of the junior senior high auditorium from 6 to 8 p.m. on February 26th and 28th, March 5th, 7th, 12th, 19th, and 21st for Distinguished Young Woman Scholarship Program. Is it okay if I read all these together?
Yes.
Okay. Ms. Rachel Waters and Ms. Amanda Heckman are requesting to use the elementary school cafetorium and gym on March 3rd, 2018 from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. for Distinguished Young Woman Be Your Best Self program. Melissa Clark and Rachel Waters requesting use of junior senior high school lobby, cafeteria, gym, and microphone on February 10th, 2018 for the Whitehall High School Drama Club Basket Party fundraiser. Setup will be on February 11th, 2018 from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. for the basket party. And Ms. Chloe Harris and Ms. Christina Wilson request use of the junior senior high school multipurpose room, 10 tables, 25 chairs, and gym mat on March 8th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. for American Red Cross blood drive to support a scholarship for Senior Honor Society member.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Brooks.
Second. Whoops, go ahead.
Second by Mrs. Norton. Beat him by a little bit. Although that's okay. My better ear, so. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Visitor comments. Do we have any visitor comments on our agenda items for the night? None? Wow. Great.
Again, I'm happy to answer any questions if anyone has any about money and dance recitals.
I personally don't have any. I don't know if anyone else does, but.
Mr. D has my number if anyone ever wants to give me a call.
Okay.
I do have one concern.
Yes.
Being a class advisor for many years for different classes, the classes don't make their money off the dance recitals from concession. They make the bulk of their money off from ticket sales. What are they going to be making their money off from now?
Concession. Concession would be all.
So their profits are going to.
Concession would be all the students.
Okay.
Probably they have a raffle or something. Are you going to use to have raffles there that the classes do? So
well, it depends on the instructor.
Okay, right. But
know,
I mean, that's
why
they make extra money there. So.
Or just in case it's asked, because you know,
yeah,
it's going to be asked. Like,
yeah.
So we give them the right answer.
Yeah. It would be concession and any other activities that class wants to engage in. So it really would behoove the class and the students in that class to participate and be actively engaged.
Mm-hmm.
Absent their participation and active engagement, c'est la vie. They're not going to have the pool of money that they would have had in the past.
Is the reason it can't go to the class because the district is now collecting the funds?
Well,
or
if you want to explain.
I can speak about several concerns when I came back to district. As Patrick mentioned, it was made on a handshake way, way back in the day.
Understood.
When the funds weren't as large as they are now. Monies were being collected for ticket sales in the district, then we become responsible for safeguarding and having internal controls over those funds. It's my understanding that oftentimes the party involved would take their cut of the money before it was deposited to the business office, so therefore we weren't properly reporting to the IRS. Just a myriad of problems with the internal controls and making sure that we're compliant with the IRS guidelines.
No, I understand all that. My question is, let's say we set the fee at $100.
why can't that $100 go to the class? Is it because it's just a,
it's taxpayer dollar, it's people coming in to use a school district which funded by taxpayer dollars, so it has to be recognized as a revenue in the general fund.
But there's also an expense to the school though, right? I mean, we need
correct,
to,
because we,
guys,
right,
we need
our custodial,
to clean the building, we need to do that stuff.
You know, he,
deeper into the issue, absolutely.
A ton of money's gonna be no longer available to the class.
Well, I'm not saying a ton of money.
It's a lot, let's be realistic, I mean, that's a big money.
The bulk of their sponsoring a dance recital was from the ticket sales.
Yes, I understand, believe me, I'm one of them.
But only get half, I know you've been through it, they only get half of the ticket sales and then all the concessions. It's like Patrick said, if they wanna make some money, then they're gonna have to get out there and get creative and come up with some other ways to do it.
If you get something to say, yeah.
I squares and other comments.
Thank you for letting me speak. I love Whitehall and I worked with some of you on dance recitals. Just to clarify, the class advisors always do an enormous amount of work for the dance recitals. It's the students themselves that we often have trouble getting them to show up, getting them to, last year there were some sitting in the auditorium and the advisor said, are you going to help? And he said, I'll help tomorrow night. And I mean, this past year, I literally was taking tickets and passing out programs myself because the kids didn't show up to do it. But that is not the bigger issue. The bigger issue is, it's a business issue for me. The year that we couldn't have the dance recital in Whitehall due to renovations in the auditorium, I called numerous schools and professional theaters to try to find a space to hold it. Whitehall is the only school that does it this way, that says a class needs to sponsor your recital in order for you to hold it here. We ended up going to Fort Ann, and they have a fee schedule. It cost me about $1,000 to hold my dance recital there. And we did all of the work ourselves. We don't really need a class to do anything for us. I give them things to do here, make copies of the programs, make copies of the tickets. We don't really need the class to help us with our dance recital. We have a huge group of parents and my family all willing to do the work. This past year, when things changed, what ended up happening was we had 1,700 people come to our dance recital this past year. The class, just off of ticket sales, I had to give them $4,200. So basically it's costing me $4,200 to be able to have my dance recital here. And the more people that come, the more it costs me. And it just doesn't seem to make a lot of financial sense for me as a business owner in this community who already pays school taxes and village taxes and town taxes. I own the building and county taxes I'm already paying. I grew up in this school, I still feel like it's my school. It doesn't make much sense financially for me to continue to hold my dance recitals at Whitehall High School because it's much cheaper. I can pay less to use the Wood Theater. I mean, it's much less expensive for me to go somewhere else. And nobody wants that to happen. I certainly don't want to have my dance recital anywhere else. This is my school. And this is our community, and we want to keep it here. But as a business owner, I have to think about what's best for me as well.
Very well said.
Very well said.
Anything else on our agenda? Okay. I think, like I said, we'll reschedule an executive session when we have a little bit better driving conditions.
I'll get an email out to everyone tomorrow with a series of different dates. So everybody used a doodle poll before? All right, it's a Google document and it lists several different dates. You just check yes or no. Everybody can see what people voted for, what will work for them, and we'll come up with a common date. It's easier than everybody just saying yes or no to different dates. All you gotta do is check them out. Yeah, you can do it.
Okay.
We have a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Moved by Mr. Brooks, seconded by Mr. Rock.
Any discussion on that? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, we're adjourned.